This episode of the Alloy Podcast is brought to you by Bruce Moore's Heavy Metal Cookbook for Those About to Cook. Bruce Moore compiled a list of metal's favorite recipes from the members of a ton of great bands. Whether you want bacon cheeseburgers from A Life Once Lost, chili from Becoming the Archetype, baked salmon with a margarita from Dark Tranquility, blueberry chocolate chip muffins from Bumblefoot, or a cup of coffee via Corpacolani, this book has plenty of great ideas. Pick up your copy from Softcat Publishing now, because we salute you. Alloy. Brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. And coming at you from the Alloy Studios in Albany, Oregon, this is the Alloy Podcast. Alloy. All right, so it's been a while since you guys have been on the show, and two of you haven't before. Two of you returned.
First time.
That's true, yeah.
Show noobs.
Totally forgot.
Virgin.
Stoked.
So, I'm hanging out with the guys from across the sun.
What's up?
Yo. We're chilling at the Taco Del Mar.
Yeah, doing it old school style.
Yep. So if you hear a lot of noise, that would be the traffic.
Portland traffic.
Yeah.
Whatever. They need to quit driving on our account.
Yeah.
That's just rude.
We're blocking off streets and shit up here.
We matter.
All right, so the last time anyone heard you guys on this show anyway, there's been a couple of big announcements since then.
Right.
So why don't we tick through those in chronological order?
I only know one.
All right. Well,
I'm
one
trying
was,
to telepathically figure out what the second one is by looking you deep in the eyes.
All right. One was Metal Blade.
Oh, okay. See, I thought the last interview was post Metal Blade.
No, that was like forever ago.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
It's been a long time.
I remember because it was the first time I ever had anyone on the show say, you know, we've had a couple offers, but we can't really talk about it.
Oh,
and I was so fucking
right.
stoked.
That's right.
I was like, that's, yes.
That
I was always wanted that to happen.
I said that, and actually it wasn't true at all.
Plain as lie.
And we've also had the addition of John taking Colin's spot.
Yeah.
And then the other one is, I guess, brand new news.
Yep.
Shane's leaving the band.
Yeah, Shane's leaving the band after 7 years. It's not super new to us. Like, it pretty much came out during the last tour. But
we've known forever. Like,
yeah.
he sat us down, like, on the last tour, which was, like...
Yeah, in Chicago.
Wasn't that, like, six to eight months ago or
yeah.
something?
Something like that.
But we're straight up... We just announced it on Facebook, like, 2 days ago, so...
Yeah, we've just been building up to it and just waiting for the right time for everyone to announce it. But we decided, you know, this... Last show, we're going to do it big, have him play one more show, and, you know, have our farewell be fit for a king, if you will, you know?
Yeah.
Fit for the oldest member of the band, both literally and figuratively.
Yeah, he's been around the longest on the earth and in the band.
Oldest. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. There's no more original members in the band anymore.
Yep.
I'm now the oldest member.
Yeah. Brandon's the closest
6 years
original.
Now for me, but...
We're doing worse than Chimera.
Yeah, it sucks to see him go.
Speaking of which.
Sucks to see him go, but, you know, we know he's happier. So,
yeah. For
us, it's a no-brainer. You know, we're happy for him. We're stoked to see him doing things that he's going to be stoked on again. And,
yeah. You
know, he's going to be working with us on various things and, you know, advising and stuff behind the scenes. But
he just can't tour. He just doesn't dig it. He's got a really good job he doesn't want to throw away. And
well, dude, and this last tour was the most brutal fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, it was easily the roughest thing that, like, any of us have had. I was trying to finish my sentence without, like, a little bit of a distraction. But anyway, yeah, it was brutal. Like, Brain fucking, he just passed out one night. He was getting something out of the back of the van,
holy
and
shit.
Just straight, I hear, like, just a toppling over sound.
Yeah.
And then I just hear Brandon, I was dead asleep, And then I hear Brandon wakes me up with Shane. Shane, Shane! Like, he just fucking flipped out.
I was pumping gas. We were in the middle of fucking nowhere.
God, it was so
weird. Was like 3 in the morning. Everyone was asleep except for whoever was driving.
I was driving.
Sam and I.
Yeah.
Or someone.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure
I got out to pump the gas. I see the door fly open, and Shane just...
Yeah,
just plops
and
out.
I come around the van and he's laying, and like Brandon's like trying to pick him up, and
he has this weird look on his face, like he wasn't like, oh, I tripped you guys. He was just like, where am I?
No.
Fucking like
seriously, I thought I witnessed him straight die in front of me because he went all, his eyes were
fish
open,
eyes,
but he wasn't there.
Yeah,
so I was freaking out.
And his eyes were just all glossy, and so we picked him up kind of and walked him into the van and sat him down, and we were just and the fuck.
Sorry to break in, but we got to get some music, so. Here's a brand new track by my homies in Proven called Terminated. We'll be right back. Alloy listeners, don't forget to show the podcast some love. Go like us on Facebook, follow us on Tumblr or Twitter, and you can find links to all those at alloypodcast.com. Now here's some Let Live for you. Here is some brand new Animals as Leaders and Infinite Regression. We'll be right back.
I know that sounds crazy, but at the same time, not that crazy. But for us, it was so accumulative. Like, we had already gone through so much bullshit.
I had already gone to the hospital for being sick.
I had just gotten out of the hospital in Minnesota. Yeah. Like,
which was 2 days after we got on the road from the van being broken down
for 3 weeks. Yeah. So I was fucking... I was clinically deceased for like 3 days. I couldn't fucking move. I didn't do shit. My only movement was slowly grabbing a Dayquil out of my pocket and swallowing it, and then like grabbing a vitamin water that I had in my other pocket, like just jammed in my jean pocket, and then fucking pound that. And then I would get up, and I think I played. Luckily, one show got canceled, which saved my ass, because I would have died on stage. And then the day before that, I somehow mustered the strength to play a set. It was hell.
Went straight to the hospital.
Yeah, and then I went straight to the hospital. Like, I couldn't help it. But it was rad, because I ended up going to I went to this extremely liberal, like, Portland. If Portland was in Minnesota, like, I went to the one city that was the closest thing to Portland, where I came in and they spoke real softly. They were just like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? We don't want you to be sick. Like, they were just really helpful. And they're going to go, here you go, take this. They give me two giant pills. I'm like, all right, and I take them. They go, we're going to give you a shot of this. And they shot some shit in my ass that made the whole left side of my body feel like it was on fire. And then they go, okay, take a drink of this. And I drank some. They go, take two more of these. And I'm just grabbing all this shit. And they go, all right, take this. And they give me a nebulizer, put me on a nebulizer for like 30 minutes. And then a doctor came into me and just like spoke with me about like her goals and aspirations in the medical field, which was very comforting.
Right.
I started feeling better. And then they just let me go. Like, I fucking got back in the van.
Fucking
oh, I was so drugged. I got back in the van and I was like, I'm good to go. Like, I was pumped.
You're like, let's hit Walgreens.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, that was dude, awesome. And then a week later, I pretty much break my ankle and have the exact opposite experience.
Yeah.
I go in there, they're like, you have insurance? I'm like, no. They're like, fuck yourself.
Straight up. Bro. $600 bill.
No, they treated me
shit.
Like, no, $1,200.
Oh my God.
$1,200 for sitting on a bed for 20 minutes, waiting for the radiologist to take 3 x-rays, and then some lady giving me a splint saying, keep it on ice. Yeah. $1,200.
Like, I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Straight up. I regret going to the hospital, because the next day it was like way better.
And it looks like you're still limping off that a little bit. We walked over here from the Branks.
Yeah, it's. I think it's like gonna be like a lifelong thing.
Dude,
no, seriously.
That's so fucked up.
Until I can make it to like one of those orthopedists
you
or whatever.
Need sports medicine guy.
Yeah. Because I'm sure I screwed it.
What's that Louis C.K. joke about busted ankles?
Oh, yeah.
It's just shitty now.
Yeah. It's just a shitty... You're old.
I mean, it's just going to happen. You're just going to have to learn how to deal with
it's
it.
It's just... Seriously. Well, what's wrong with the dog? Well, it's shit. I mean, it's just complete shit.
It's just broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sick.
He just talks about he's a turd that whole thing. He's like, I eat like shit and I hate myself for it, but I can't stop because I hate myself.
He's amazing.
I love Louis C.K.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the plan then? Like, are
probably quit. We're just gonna break up soon, probably. I mean, that's, naturally, that seems to be the next step.
We Metal Blade record. Over.
Ago,
we're gonna announce it in like a year.
Yeah.
So, are you guys gonna get someone to stand in for Shane, or
are
you just gonna sample his ass?
Yeah, we're going samples.
That's been my nightmare.
Robots can only do what Shane
seriously,
did.
For the last 6 weeks, I've been in touch with Dan, who did our album in Escondido, California. He did our album, so I need to get all the tracks, get them to another dude over here, Neil, really cool guy. He runs Goat Shed Studios, and he was over at Interlace with Chris Crummett and Stephen Hawks and stuff, and we sat in, and he helped me kind of mix everything the way I needed, so we removed the vocals, removed the bass, so I only have guitar and keys and then some click. So... we're gonna go that route. We kind of practiced with it a little bit, and it was actually surprisingly comfortable.
Legit.
I loved it, and I'm kind of pissed that we don't play that way now. Like, I was so excited. After that, I was like, this is all I want to do.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks to not do that, like, tonight, but even that little bit we practiced with it, it feels tighter. Like, our sound check, you were there. It was, you know, it was decent. You know, it feels a little more comfortable, so... But yeah, that's what we're gonna do for now. Obviously, our goal is to find a permanent guy, but... That is just so... Not everybody happens to play keys and love metal. That's a rarity.
Especially in Portland.
Yeah.
Like the Portland metal is small, and then for keyboard players in that, I don't see...
Shane is just one in a billion, dude. He's been playing keys for 20 years, classically trained. Like,
he's just
fucking... He's amazing.
Good.
So it's going to be some pretty big shoes to fill, if ever. So for now, we're just going to go with what we know we can do, because we need to get back out on tour ASAP. So.
Yeah, we're trying to get on tour, and then, like, we've just been riding here and there, you know?
And in ways, honestly, like... like, as much as we miss Shane, like, I try to look at it optimistically, and there are going to be some advantages. You know, like, it's there's less people, therefore writing then becomes easier. There's less ideas, less hands on the pot, you know, and it that way you can kind of get things done productively. And Shane had great ideas, but I mean, we kind of all have great ideas. So I'm hoping, I'm not really hoping, but I'm excited to see what the change is musically. Like, yeah. We've already kind of, we've got like three skeletons, and we're stoked on all of them. Like, yeah. It's real different. And there's going to be focuses on certain things that there weren't with Before the Night Takes Us. So it's going to be fun. It should be cool. Right now, I think our only goal is just getting the fuck back on the road.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Tour's number one.
I'm going to break in here for some more music, and we're going to start it out with some brand new A Plea for Purging with The Life.
We're always playing games. I was born.
Are you like us? Do you love metal? Do you listen to podcasts? Then head over to metalspeak.com and subscribe. Album reviews, interviews, and our views on all things metal.
Track was Obscura with Vortex Omnivium. Now we're to get back into discussion with Across the Sun.
Yeah, so Obscura's number one.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, I think I said it in the last interview we had, like, there's no cheat. There's no cheat code. You know, it's like, there's bands like No Bragging Rights. They are as big as they are in the areas they are because they are on the fucking road all the time. There's no cheat, especially in this genre, you know, in hardcore, metal, any of that. If you're not on the road all the time, that's it. I mean, you just, nobody knows about you.
Yeah, you gotta keep reminding people's asses you exist.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta seem relevant all the time. And because of our fucking van issue and how horrible the last tour was, we lost a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't been on the road in forever. We had to bail on a tour with the Human Abstract and This or the Apocalypse, right. Scale the Summit. Like,
Liv was on that too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my God.
That was like, the greatest, like, we were so pumped. Yeah. That tour actually ended up falling apart. So
right.
we're stoked now we weren't on it because that would have destroyed us.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it broke down, like, the whole tour ended.
East Coast.
Like, East Coast. So yeah. We would have had to have somehow gotten home. Like,
which, right.
That would have ended the band. Like, yeah. That would have
been sucking dicks on truckers.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit.
I would have too.
Amateur gay stripper.
Assuming you already don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'd be getting paid for it.
It's different.
Yeah, yeah. Be charging this time around.
Yeah.
Right on. So is that why you shaved the goat then? Because you look like you're 12 right now.
No, I actually did for my costume tonight.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
I'm going to be Duke Nukem. He doesn't have fucking facial hair.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true. So in case anyone's curious why people are dressing in costumes.
Right.
Halloween show.
It's Halloween case, show. It's Halloween
just in
show.
Case this podcast doesn't go up until January.
You're yeah. like, what the fuck?
That's always possible. Yeah. No, it'll be up next week.
No, yeah, you're pretty good about getting it up real quick.
I try to.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Viagra really helps.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it also doesn't last all that long.
Yeah.
Just like these interviews.
Yeah. It's up and it's down.
Yeah. It comes and it goes. What you can do. Awesome. Right?
Good show.
Well, so you guys have already talked about your plans for the future a little bit. Is there any tours that you're looking at right now? Like, oh God, we're trying to get on this one, because I know for a while we were really bugging everybody about getting you guys on that Winds of Plague tour.
Yeah.
Well, we turned down the Metallica tour, right?
Right. Then,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course,
Iron Maiden couldn't.
We told
you know,
yeah we yeah. told Zombie
for us,
we told so. Zombie Hendrix to fuck off too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came back from the dead and wanted to do a tour, but
of course.
Lamb of God tried to pay us, but it just didn't really work out.
Yeah.
We needed more than what they were offering, so no.
So now it's looking like I think we're gonna go out with Hayley Williams' clit. I think that's the next that's the next tour we're gonna
do. Yeah. And then that'll be up on Twitter.
Yeah.
For 16 seconds or whatever.
We lost out on a couple goodies. We were a close runner-up for that As I Lay Dying 10th anniversary tour.
Yeah.
That was going to be our
someday,
fucking redemption.
Damn it.
And the thing is, we weren't really ready to do that, but we were going to make sure we were ready.
We were going to
fucking figure it out. I would have cleaned out my bank account just to make sure we could do it.
Yeah.
But it ended up going to Psylosis on Nuclear Blast, so that, and I'm sure it's going to be a sick tour. And then, briefly, we looked at going out with The World We Knew. They're coming off that Death Dealer release, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. they're hot right now. We're soaked on it, but that kind of fell through too because they're from the East Coast, so it was starting over there. And we're done doing tours where we got to get from Portland to fucking Boston and then come back. You know, it's just it's very counterintuitive financially.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they'll. What's that?
Worship this way?
Yep. Sure. I don't know what he said.
I heard abortion this way.
Yeah.
Sure, go
it's
on.
Wherever you want, dude.
Step into the road. I'm sure it'll take care of it.
You'll find yourself a staircase.
Anyway, and then the last one was there was actually a quick little look at a Bleeding Through tour, but that we didn't really hear back on that either. It's a gamble. It's like you just kind of throw your hat in as many rings as you can, and you just hope that one lands.
Well, that's some news on the podcast. Bleeding Through still a band.
Yeah, exactly. That's when our manager texted me that, I was like they're fuck? Still together.
Yeah. Right. Like, because if you go to their Facebook page, it's pretty much like,
yeah,
blank.
I'm the singer and I work out a lot. Check out my gym. And
right,
like,
right.
Fucking what?
I think their last album was that Declaration or whatever. And I thought that was a while ago. Because
there was
The Truth
it
and
was.
Then Declaration. And I thought that was several months ago. So
yeah.
I don't know, dude. I mean,
so for now, tour-wise, we're just...
Time for a music break. Here's Torchbearer with Living Disorder. Matt telling you to check out the Bullet Tooth podcast with great music from Seriana.
That's a best song! And also remix! We'll play for Jim!
Deception of a Ghost. Defiance.
My lungs just defiance. It's the cure to the warrior.
Kid Liberty. First Blood. Nightshade. And much, much more, including news and reviews from Bullet Tooth Records over at bullettoothpodcast.com. Track was Last Chance to Reason with Coded to Fail.
I don't know, dude. I mean,
so for now, tour wise, we're just kind of, you know, like you said, just throwing the ring in.
I think we're
gearing up.
Yeah, we're trying to get out like very end of this year or early next year.
Yeah, we would like, in a perfect world, we would get out before the end of this year. That's been our goal for a while. But at the same time, we're done trying to book tours that are half-assed and end up leaving us stranded somewhere, something we weren't prepared for. So we're down to wait a few months instead of 1 month, you know, if it means the tour is going to be better.
Yeah.
So,
well, what are the chances of maybe you guys going out with the Fiance again? Because I know they're going to be touring again pretty soon.
That's going to happen eventually.
We would love that.
That would be legit. Yeah.
We're going to do another No Bragging Rights Defiance ATS tour at some point.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a... just before we left on this last tour... We were shooting around ideas with our management and other and their managers about another like a Loch Ness 2, basically.
Loch Ness Monster 2.
Yeah, tour. Fitting a lot of words in one.
Yeah.
Tour.
Yeah, that's easily the best tour we've ever done.
Oh, hands
like,
down.
As far as shows, as far as money, as far as crowd, as far as, you know, band. Because we're all, like, after all that bros. Tour, we're all best friends. We're straight up.
We stay always meet up on the road. Like, they're just really cool guys, man. So, awesome dudes.
We're hoping for another one of those soon, but as far as other tours, we're just kind of waiting to see what happens. Our manager's super awesome, so he's always grinding it for us, and he just started working through Sumerian. So, you know, there might be some tours with some Sumerian bands in the future, which would be really awesome.
Hell yeah.
We're huge fans of, you know, Veil of Maya, Animals as Leaders,
Icy Stars. Sires.
Yeah.
Icy Stars. Dude, alright, I'll fess up. I kind of like Icy Stars.
Dude, I just designed some merch for them, so I was listening to their music a lot, and I was like, alright, I'm in. Like, yeah. I fucking...
There's maybe three or four kind of pop-punky songs, and I'm like, alright, I can get... I'm digging the End of the World Party.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get behind that.
No, dude, I like it. It's good. Dude, it's produced really well. Like, it's good shit.
But, so... I see stars. Really? That's so distracting.
I know.
Threw me off, man.
Oh, we got stories. We got stories. We got a little Dirt Fest story for you or two.
Yeah. Oh, all right, let's hear it. Let's
only
hear it.
Time I've ever That'll seen be, Shane, like...
Yeah.
Well, except for this last tour, but... The only time I've ever seen Shane, like, livid pissed.
The Dirt Fest story will be post-interview. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, we can't... Yeah.
Post-interview.
Too dirty.
Yeah.
We're gonna hide that secret in Matt's beard, and he can take it home and sleep with it.
That's what I'll do, too.
Munch on it at midnight.
Yeah. You know, midnight it's a tasty snack. Secret.
Juicy.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well... You guys got to be back at the venue pretty quick, right?
Yeah. We need to slang some merch.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're done then.
Cool, man. Awesome.
Thank you guys for doing it again.
Yeah, it was
John
a pleasure.
Didn't. I don't think he said, but there it is.
Yeah. Say something real quick.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Matt. Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's the end of my time with Across the Sun on this outing. But I do have some outtakes from the last time I hooked up with them and did a little bit of recording. And I think I'm going to throw that in here after this song break. All right, so stick around. But right now, we're going to bring you some In Flames, Touch of Red. Follow
And here's Son of Aurelius with Facing the Gorgon. Still hanging out in the fucking... Did you hear that? What the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah.
Someone just came in the special sauce. I swear to God. Oh, hey, we already ate. Calm down. It's not ours.
Yeah.
It wasn't that guy, at least.
Yeah.
Spill by someone else.
Get a side of load sauce.
She's totally right.
I don't care. What the hell is she doing?
She's cleaning up my toilet.
Tidying up.
Surprising that guy.
She's hassling both of us.
She did whatever she did to surprise that guy.
Sweet 1,300 calories.
Damn.
Nice.
Nice. That's quite daily intake.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you doing? Don't throw that away. Yeah. You just bought it.
Oh, no. Okay. So the 1,300 on top of that, that's probably what?
They have a calorie count on the receipt?
They do now, yeah. Yep.
Are you serious?
Pretty sick. Man.
Oh,
fat.
Oh, my God. I'm so fat. This is horrible.
Yeah, but how happy are you?
Right.
Pretty stoked. I still got a cheeseburger left. I'm gonna I'm gonna eat that going mobile.
Yeah, fat-to-heaviness ratio is good.
Yeah, fat. I've been a fat guy all my life. I'm used to it, dude. Whatever. That walk was pretty brutal, though.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was like what, good. 3 blocks?
Yeah. Oh, see, I'm almost burned half these calories you ate. Yeah.
So we're back to food.
Yeah.
Back to food. We're dudes. It's either vagina. Or food. That's pretty much what dudes think about.
Or food off of one.
Yeah.
We hate stuff.
Yeah.
So, fight, fuck,
racist, food lacking,
sex addicts.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
You're like David Duchovny's character from
Hateful Bets.
That's right.
Hateful sex.
Hateful food sex.
All right, that was our little adventure while we were at Burgerville during the last time Across the Sun was on the Alloy podcast. And I think we're going to get into some music now. So this is the last bit. Stick around for the very end of the show. I got a short promo I want to play for you. And I think it happened off record, but I heard Alan, the drummer for Across the Sun, we were talking about how we kind of enjoy the band I See Stars. So, Alan, if you're listening to this, this is going out to you. This is The End of the World Party by I See Stars. On the Alloy Podcast, shoot us an email at alloypodcast@yahoo.com and attach a 30 to 60 second promotional spot for your podcast, and we will run it for you on the show. Well, that's the show for you this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I had a great time with the guys from Across the Sun, as I always do. Make sure you head over and check out their Facebook page and buy their album. They're super, super great guys. and they really deserve all the support they can get. So without further ado, here is A Song for the Hopeless off of Before the Night Takes Us by Across the Sun.